War doesn't end when a soldier leaves the battlefield. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Israel, months of fighting are following men home and families are paying the price. Then Russian drones hammer Ukraine, but they can't silence the gospel. Find out how believers are pushing back against the darkness. Next. And we'll begin in Ukraine, where Russian drones continue to strike. Dan Maley with Horizons International says ministry is continuing behind the barrage.
We've seen the impact and the immediacy of humanitarian aid. That will still go on, but really it's all this other stuff. It's the long term. How do you support families that have been broken up? How do you find encouragement for people who've lost?
Partnering with a local church, Horizons takes a boots-on-the-ground approach, believing Ukrainians are the best-equipped evangelists to their local neighbors.
We get something started or we join in what's already happening. Either way, the Lord gets the glory.
Ministries include counseling services for soldiers, evangelistic meetings, and children's camps, because for families, the repercussions of war are immense.
You've got the trauma and the counseling. You've got families who've had lives completely altered and now trying to rebuild.
The gospel is foundational for every rebuilding effort.
We can obviously preach at events, but we can also just share Christ with people in a daily program or a children's camp, whatever it is. They're getting the love of Christ demonstrated to them in real time.
You can help. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We can't fix it all. We can't do it all. We can trust in the Lord and we can do what we can and allow Him to multiply.
Next, rising tensions in Afghanistan continue to draw global attention, especially amid reports of Taliban abuses. Yet Greg Kelly of Unknown Nations urges believers to view Afghans through the lens of the Great Commission.
There's a lot of really strengths to the culture that make the gospel influence advantageous.
He explains that Afghans are deeply family and community oriented. When one person comes to faith, they often share with trusted people. Then the gospel spreads and churches are born.
We need to be reminded again, this is a bold, this is a ferocious church that is not afraid.
Despite Taliban persecution, believers continue sharing the good news, and they need prayer for civilians and even militant extremists.
You know, it's not a us against them kind of a thing.
The focus is on Christ's work in every person.
It's a heart issue, and the only solution to any of it is Jesus, and that's the body of Christ.
Unknown Nations focuses on equipping and training local believers. And these believers also have a burning heart for their nation, including the persecutors. Kelly reminds people that Paul was once a persecutor of believers too.
Somebody had to be bold and courageous enough to go to that person and share the gospel.
Pray for Afghan believers as they disciple others and stand with them in faithful intercession. Finally, war takes its toll on the men who fight it. But Jewish believers are stepping into the pain to offer a God of peace. Pastor Israel Pakhtar says Beit Hillel congregation came together with churches around Israel to build up men torn down by war.
To see men with tears in their eyes, sharing their challenges, asking for prayer, then praying for others was really, really beautiful to see.
Hundreds of thousands of soldiers fighting for Israel were called up from the reserves. Pakhtar says that men are struggling with fighting for months and then coming back home to their wife, kids, and grocery store runs. The church encourages men to speak openly about the difficulties they face.
It's humbling, but also it's beautiful, because this way they are setting themselves to be able to receive help, to listen to others, and then also to minister others.
Divorce rates have spiked as a result of soldiers' long military service and PTSD. Israel's Collective Action for Resilience says a third of couples are talking about divorce. It's become a national conversation.
We need more experienced counselors who can guide men through these difficulties, help them to open up, because I really see when they open their hearts, then it's easier to receive help.
Pray for men to be open with each other and willing to receive help, and that searching for peace would bring people to God. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.